Lenten edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast with your host, Mark Hart.
Well, my family, you probably could tell from the intro, it's a new season, it's a new time. As we all know, with the ashes upon our foreheads, we're entering into the desert for the next 40 days. We're taking a look at this first Sunday of Lent. So let's get to it. Our first reading from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 15. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 25, verses 4 through 9. Our second reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 22. And our gospel from St. Mark. It's short, but it's action-packed. Chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Well, this is an important time. We all know that, right? We begin with Ash Wednesday. We begin by reminding ourselves of our need for God, of our penitence, and we're going to enter into the desert for the next 40 days, just as Christ did in the gospel that we hear about this week. The Spirit drove him into the desert, it says. The actual Greek says the Spirit thrust him into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was among the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now, this is so beautiful, and these words you're going to hear, repent and believe in the gospel, are probably the same words uttered in countless churches. Most churches are going to say this on Ash Wednesday as the ashes go across your brow, repent and believe in the gospel. We have to pronounce that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is being built today, and the kingdom is coming again. And my brothers and my sisters, this is a tremendous opportunity, this season of Lent, not just to give things up, not just to add things on, but really to take stock, to look at our lives, to look at our faith walk with God and say, where am I weak, Lord? Where do I need to improve, Lord? And to remember that we are in a covenant relationship with God. In this first reading, God is reminding Noah, look, I'm establishing my covenant with you. And a covenant is an exchange of self. God's saying, I'm going to give you all that I am. And he's asking us to give him all that we are. And Noah and his family had proven themselves faithful. And it was so interesting that while it rained for 40 days, you know, while they're on the ark, they're on the ark a lot longer than that, but it rained for 40 days. The same way that Christ is in the desert for 40 days, the same way that Moses was atop the mountain for 40 days. You know, this number 40 is very significant. It's a long time. Most people will tell you, you know, it takes 21 days or 30 days to start a habit. So 40 days is great. What a great way to break bad habits, to start good habits, to reinforce those things. But you notice what happened in the flood. It was an exterior expression, okay, of an interior thing. It was an exterior expression of you know, we're going to start over again because people had gotten wrong on the interior, okay? The same way that baptism, it's an exterior thing, but it's signaling an interior reality. It's not like your baptism is just washing dirt off of you, you know? That water signifies a newness, a new life, a death, and a life. And it's signifying something that's happening internally. And we have to remember that Lent is about internals and externals. Yes, the external might be ashes upon our forehead, but it's to represent an internal posture of our heart, of penitence, of sorrow, a desire to get better again. And when these interior and exterior things collide, good things happen. People might be confused. Why do you have ashes on your head? Why are you not eating meat? Why are you not having that caffeine? Or why are you, you know, exercising more? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? These are exterior ways that we help our interior body, not just our exterior body. We don't just give things up to get into better shape, but to get into better shape spiritually. And this is so important for us. The same way, you know, the new missal, we say, through my fault, and we're striking our chest, we're striking our breast. And in that way, it's an exterior expression of our interior posture. And God is always wanting to help our interior posture grow in perfection. As you hear in the second reading, this prefigured baptism which saves you now, it's not the removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience, the resurrection of Christ. We have to understand that these exterior things help us draw closer to God, help us become more intimate with God. And that's why Christ was thrust into the desert by the Spirit, to have that time of intimacy with God, to face evil face to face, to prepare for his mission, but to have that focus on God again. And my brothers and my sisters, a lot of the time in our lives, those external things draw our attention away from God. And that's why we sacrifice them. That's why we add other things on, is to help get our interior right. That literally from the inside out, we're going to get right this season. And my brothers and my sisters, that starts now. It doesn't start a week from now or 2 weeks from now. It starts now. Is that there are many in this culture that are focused on those worldly things. But once Christ calls us into this relationship with his church, you and I, my brothers and my sisters, are invited aboard the ark. And others might be drowning, but we are within the ark, within the church. And within the ark in the church, we are safe and we are going to live. And that's really the goal. We're going to die to the worldly things to live for the heavenly things. And the beauty of this ark of the church is that she's big enough for everybody. that those of us who are in that relationship, that covenant relationship with God on the ark, need to be reaching out to those who are not and inviting them into a right relationship. And Lent is a great way to do that. Maybe you're afraid to start conversations with people about faith, but that cross on your forehead on Ash Wednesday does. Maybe you're afraid to start those conversations of faith, but when someone sees, you know, you fasting, notices you're not going to lunch, notices you're not eating meat this day, notices those other little things, and they ask you that question, it's an invitation. It's an invitation into relationship. It's an invitation to get others onto the ark again. There's no reason that your Lenten journey should be alone. There's a reason the whole church across the world goes through Lent together. One communal gesture, one communal family working towards the same goal. And anyone who sees those little things that you give up or add on during Lent, when they bring it up, it's a great opportunity for you to invite them into the Lenten journey with you. And if they walk with you during Lent, how much better their lives and how much better their holiday season, not just day, is going to be when Easter comes. My brothers and my sisters, make no mistake, God is calling you into the desert because that's where a lot of other souls are who need the water, the living water that is Jesus Christ, because they're so dehydrated. My brothers and my sisters, point others to Christ by pointing yourself to Him first. May He bless you this week.
This podcast was brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.